With your test results, it looks like you definitely have a bladder infection, so we need to get you some antibiotics. Okay. Do you have any allergies to medicine?
Jill Baldwin is the administrator of Mercy Medical Clinic in Shelbyville. She's also a nurse practitioner and the only employee of this free clinic. You might call it one of the front lines of battle in the recession. The clinic has doubled its number of patients over the last year, from 1,300 to 2,600, and is on track to add another 1,000 by the end of the year.
We have patients calling every single day. I've lost my job. I've been laid off. I have kids. We have current needs. And so our phone is constantly ringing off the hook, and our needs are growing significantly.
Mercy Medical's parent organization is Operation Care. Executive Director Judy Roberts says, as to be expected in a recession, some of its private funding has decreased.
Our personal contributions are down about 45%. Our business contributions are down 50%. Our church contributions are up, believe it or not.
Those church contributions are up about 60%. Operation Care has several church partnerships, including one with Southeast Christian Church, the largest congregation in Louisville, where, for disclosure's sake, I'm a member.
When the economy tanks, I think it's a perfect time for churches to step up to the plate.
Southeast Senior Minister Dave Stone.
It could be in a variety of different ways, but it is not the time for churches just to sit back and say, well, you know what, everybody's having a rough time.
Local outreach was on the minds of Stone and the church's elders when they approved an aggressive budget late last year, increasing its $31 million budget by 4.5% in the throes of the economic downturn.
We felt like there are things that we wanted to do in this community, and we sensed and felt that God would bless, you know, that step of faith.
And so far, the church is on track to meet its budget. The church's commitment to local community organizations like Mercy Medical Clinic increases as parishioners increase their giving. Stone says Southeast has committed 16.5% of its budget to local, national, and international missions. About $1.6 million went to local projects like the free clinic. Champaign, Illinois-based research group Empty Tomb has been researching church giving in recessions over the last several decades. Its studies show that nationwide, member donations to churches are just as likely to go up as they are to go down in a recession. And Operation Care's Judy Roberts says while money is great, volunteers are gold.
If all of our volunteers suddenly were removed, the entire programs, all three programs, would have to close down. There would be no way we could operate without them.
Southeast Christian Church has seen a huge spike in volunteers working in the community. Over the last 18 months, the number has climbed from 250 to 500. Time is something even small congregations with much smaller budgets can contribute. At St. William Catholic Church in West Louisville, Formation Minister Ann Walter says the church's $3,000 to $4,000 per month allotment for those who are struggling is falling short these days.
We have gotten to the point where we are out of money most of every month.
Walter says people are often standing in line to receive money for food, utilities, rent, and medicine. She says donations are steady, but more people are giving their time.
It's jumped considerably lately. And so that on Wednesdays, it used to be a couple of us handled what would happen in trying to respond to phone calls and distribute the funds. And now there are five or six people here.
So even when churches' budgets are tight, parishioners are stepping up, giving their money and their time. For WFPL, I'm Stephanie Sanders.